You are now listening to the CRC podcast, brought to you by Pastor At Bosif. We trust that this message will change your life forever.
Oh, come on, make a joyful noise unto the Lord wherever you are this morning. Hallelujah. Come on, our God is good. Those of you that are closer to God in the heavenly places this morning, give Him a big praise wherever you are. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Thank you for being with us today. We welcome you all on TBN, TBN Yet 2. Don't forget, this week we are live every single evening from 6:30 to 8 o'clock, our week of fasting and prayer. Amen. We are excited about that. So all the TBN viewers, One Gospel viewers, you can come there as well. Facebook Live, YouTube Live, CRC Online, Radio, Correctional Facilities, we welcome you. All over the world, nations of the world, Russia, Israel, America, Europe, India, China, and Africa. Come on, give the Lord one more big praise shout this morning if you can. Come on, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands and give somebody a Bluetooth high five in Jesus' name. God bless you. You may take your seat by faith. The many millions, yeah, this morning. Good to see you all. Welcome to those in television land. I have a bit of a frog in my throat, but that's okay. So let's go. Are you ready? Open your Bibles to Zechariah chapter 4. And I want to talk to you this morning on not by might nor by power. 2021 is going to be a great year. It's going to be a great year of recovery, a great year of blessing, and a great year of restoration. Can I have an amen? So he answered and said to me, verse 6, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Who are you, O great mountain, impossibility, COVID? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain. He had to tell you this morning that your mountains are going to become plains. That your storms are going to become calm. That your rivers are going to become possible. That your impossibilities will become possibilities. He says, and you shall bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace, grace. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel, who have laid the foundation of this temple, his hands shall also finish it. Somebody say, finish. Say, I plan to finish what I started by the grace of God and by the power of the Holy Ghost. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. Let's look at a picture, the context of the scripture. Israel has just returned from 70 years captivity in Babylon. And it is 50,000 who return to Jerusalem. They find Jerusalem totally destroyed. And more importantly, they find the temple, the beautiful temple, the place of worship, lies in ruins, is destroyed, burnt to the ground. And these 50,000 people who return are feeble Jews. Most of them are weak. All the warriors have been taken captivity. So it really is women, children, the frail ones, the old ones. And they have the commission, the same they had throughout the Old Testament, that they had to build the temple of God. Now remember when Solomon built the temple, he had unlimited resources. He had 150,000 people work on the rebuilding of the temple full time. These people, and he had the most skilled artisans possible. So yeah, they come back and they find their city in distraught. Their business is ruined. The business is in lockdown. There is no apparent future. Their houses are destroyed. Their livelihoods are destroyed. And Zerubbabel, who is one of the leaders that have to lead the rebuilding of the temple, is also discouraged. And the work on the temple ceases, and everybody just runs to his own life. And here comes the Spirit of the Lord through Zechariah the prophet, and he says, hey, we are going to rebuild this temple. We are going to rebuild our lives. We are going to rebuild South Africa. We are going to rebuild the economy. But it's not going to be by might, and it's not going to be by power. It is going to be by the mighty Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody shout, mighty Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. I know you're facing many challenges, and I want to talk to you where I spoke to you last week, and that is we have to adjust our sails according to the Holy Spirit. You know, no matter what challenges we face, no matter the impossibilities we face, all of us as believers have a twofold responsibility in this journey of recovery. Number one, to recover. I don't want to say number one, but we want to recover our own lives, right? And number two, we want to see God's kingdom stronger than ever before. We don't want to sit in a lockdown any longer. We don't want to just wait for another year and another wave. The Minister of Health already is speaking of a third wave. And after the third wave, there's going to be a fourth wave. And I don't care how many waves come. I want to tell you that God is able to sustain us. And God is going to take us through. But it's going to require much more than our scientists. It's going to require more than human effort, human wisdom. We are going to get through this by the power and the counsel and the guidance of the mighty Holy Ghost. Can I have an amen? So all our efforts in the world, plans, methods, strategies, will not be good enough to get us through. This will be a year of divine recovery. I prophesy it to you. It's not going to be easy. I mean, the first time that Solomon built the temple, it was easy. Second time they had to build a temple, everything was against them. And you're sitting here this morning, the 50-something are sitting here this morning, and you are looking at your life possibly. I speak to people all the time, and they say, I spoke to somebody in the gym this week, and he said, people are closing down, Pastor, left, right, and center. What hope is there? I'm going to tell you, the natural, there may not seem hope. As these feeble Jews, when they looked at the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem, the city of God, they looked at it and it seemed absolutely impossible. But then a word of inspiration came, which I pray to God happens to you today, that God says it's going to happen. But it's going to happen not as you just follow your own ways. It's going to happen as you walk connected with the Holy Ghost. It's going to happen by the power and the might and the influence of the Holy Ghost. A God who lives in you that is greater than you. A God who knows the future. A God who will sustain you. A God who will keep you in the fire. A God who will carry you through the furnace. A God that will walk you through the valley. It is going to be not by might nor by power, but by the Holy Ghost. Oh, can I have a good amen? Help your preacher this morning a bit in Jesus' name. So God's promise to us is that we are going to rebuild our lives to a better place than ever. Because that's what restoration is. More than before. Spiritually, our young people are going to be better off. Our young people are going to come off drugs. Our young people are going to come out of depression. Our young people are going to come out of suicidal thoughts. Our people are going to come out of poverty, not by might nor by power, but by the Holy Ghost. This will be a year of divine recovery. I said this will be a year of divine recovery and restoration by the Spirit of God. John chapter 4 verse 4, the Bible says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than the COVID that is in the world. God's going to empower you. And I love this scripture because this Zerubbabel, who's the leader of God's people, looks at what he has in the natural. Holy Ghost, you're a little bit early. That's okay. You're beautiful in any case. So, give her a hand clap. Just stand there. Okay. So, Zerubbabel, who's the leader, the president, whatever you want to call him, he looks at the economy. He looks at his business, he looks at the condition, the state of people, the level of people's motivation, and he himself becomes discouraged, and the prophet comes. That's why we need the church open, the real church. Not the church that exploits people, but the church that brings the word of God. Every church in South Africa, okay, man, we need our pastors and our leaders to stand up and speak the word of God to the people in South Africa. So the prophet comes to him, listen, and that's a word for every businessman here today. He says, not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of God. And he says, the same hands that laid the foundation will put on the capstone. Now, what is the capstone? That is the stone of completion. With shouts of grace, grace. Meaning whatever God intended for you will be, no matter what the devil plans, no matter the level of opposition, no matter how many waves come, no matter how many attacks you may face, what God has planned for you will be. You will put on the final capstone with shouts of grace, grace, and God will get the glory. You are going to build that building. You are going to build that business. You are going to recover your family. You are going to recover your emotions with shouts of grace, grace, and God is going to get the glory in 2021. Can somebody jump to your feet and take a praise break and give the Lord a praise in this place today in Jesus' name? Hallelujah. So this recovery is going to happen by the presence of God. But that doesn't mean we're going to sit and suck our thumbs. It doesn't mean we're going to sit in a lockdown and wait for the wave to pass. As a matter of fact, we're going to get very busy. But not by our might and our power, but through efforts empowered by the Holy Ghost. The Bible says a dream comes to pass through much activity. And I think this is where many people miss it. They wait for the storm to pass by. They want to sit at their homes and they think God's kingdom will take care of itself and businesses will take care of itself. But that's not what God says to Zerubbabel. He says the greater the dream, the more activity is required. But the activity that is required is activity fueled and empowered by the Holy Ghost. You're not going to do it the way you did it before. You are going to do it in a new way. You will do it not reliant upon yourself, but you will do it reliant and dependent on the grace of God and submitted to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So no matter what it seems impossible, it will become possible for you. You will do in 2021 what people said you could not do, because the Bible says the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. Shout amen, say it, say it, say it, say it. This is my year in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So this year you are going to run for God like never. When people say it cannot be done, Jerusalem is in ruin. The economy is in ruin. You are going to rise above. You are going to stand tall. You are going to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Daniel 11:32, the Bible says, the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. John 14:12, Jesus said, he who believes in me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do. So Jerusalem may be in waste. The temple, the business, whatever that represents, may be in waste. But God says to you, whatever your name is, O Zerubbabel, do not stay in a place of discouragement. This is going to be not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit. What's God saying? He says, I'm with you. He says, I'm not about to leave you in 2021, 2022. No matter what's happening out there in the world, no matter what is shaking all around you, know that I'm with you. Know that your vision is not debatable. Know that the hands that started the work are the hands that will finish the work with shouts of grace, grace. You will finish what you started by the power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. So I want to say that you are going to cross over this year and it's going to be successful. You say, how can I say that? Because of this scripture. And Hebrews chapter 13, the God says, himself said, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do against me? And then Jesus promises, and here comes my... Here comes my personal helper. Here comes my PA. Here comes my encourager. here comes my lifter. Here comes my booster. Here comes my energizer. Come on, come on, come on. Here comes my illumination. Here comes my wisdom giver. Here comes my guide. Here comes my physician. Here comes, come on, come on. Here comes the way that gets my attention if I'm going in the wrong way, to show me the way that you should be going in an opposite direction. Here comes the one that if I want to go sit and I want to be in a place of discouragement, here comes the one that's going to say, no, 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 get up again. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Here comes the Holy Ghost, the one that Jesus sent. Oh, come on, give God praise for the Holy Ghost just for a second if you can, in Jesus' name. Not by might or by power, but by the Holy Ghost. Come stand with me, please, Holy Ghost. John chapter 14, in verse 15, the Passion Translation, the Bible says, loving me empowers you to obey my commandments. Loving Jesus, this is what it's all about. And I will give the Father, ask the Father, and he will give you another Savior, the Holy Spirit of truth, who will be the friend just like me. I mean, if you need a friend, you know, I talk to people all the time, they say, I can count my friends on one hand. And we all become needy, we need friends. But hey, we have a friend like Jesus. We have a friend that is better. We have a friend that never leaves us. We have a friend that will never betray us. We have a friend that will never turn against us. We will have a friend that will never gossip about us. We have a friend that will never plan our demise. We have a friend, a Savior, an encourager. He's called the Spirit of Truth. He says he will never leave you. He says the world won't receive him because they can't see him. When I watch what people say about the church and those pastors that marched in Cape Town, and I saw hundreds and hundreds of comments, and I saw Christians commenting, and I did not see one positive comment, my spirit grieved. The state of so many people who call themselves Christians that think, okay, that Jerusalem must lie in waste and the temple must lie in ruins, and that we don't have a responsibility to ensure the well-being of God's kingdom at the same time as we ensure the welfare of our own personal lives. But when you have the Holy Ghost, you know what is God's agenda and what is God's feeling towards his people who are like sheep scattered. So he says, I'm sending you a friend. I'm sending somebody to be with you forever. He says the world will not discern him. A secular government will not discern him. Scientists secularly will not discern him. Now, I want to say, when we open our churches responsibly eventually and we're preparing our case, it's totally based on science, because that's everything, anything that people are saying, we only believe science. And we have a foolproof scientific model, safer than any shopping center, to open our churches responsibly. So God gives us the wisdom to talk their language, to talk their language that they understand, so that we can ensure the responsible, safe opening of churches beyond the little limit of 50. Can I have somebody in television land say, I miss church and I would be like to be back in church. Come on, in Jesus' name. Don't tell me you're doing better at home, because then I'm the preacher that's bold enough to say that you backslid and you've lost your fire, because the Holy Ghost will lead you to the house of God. Spirit of truth. A lot of deception. A lot of people who talk on behalf of the church, but they're not talking by the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God will never violate the Word of God. never contradict God's principles. But let's get back to your life. So you can understand in your personal life, there's no reason to fear. Even if you climb on 3 taxis a day, that God is able to sustain you. God's able to protect you. Can I have an amen? Come on, somebody that has to use public transport, God is still able to protect you today in the midst of this challenge. Says, I will not leave you. Says, the world will not see him and they will not know him, but you will know him intimately. Because he will make his home with you. Stand closer to me without touching me. Social distance. And will live right inside you. Now, family, this is huge. I mean, if we have the Holy Ghost and he's making his home with us. You know, somebody can live in your home and you never talk to them. Somebody can walk next to you all the time and you can ignore them. By the way, the Holy Ghost is not walking behind you. He's walking next to you. So that when you go in the wrong direction, he's the one that's going to talk gently. Because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 17, he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. So the Holy Spirit comes, just stand still, and he lives in you. He's with you and he's in you. So what is God saying to Zechariah? He says, you're not going to rebuild your life doing this. You're not going to build your future doing this. You're not going to recover your life occasionally turning to him. You're going to build your life by embracing him, acknowledging him, living sensitively to him, esteeming him highly, giving him his rightful place as the number one person in your life, as the one sent from God to do what? Listen, the Bible calls him your encourager. The Bible calls him your guide. That word helper means parakletos, Greek word, which means he's your helper. Help me. He is your strengthener. He's your teacher. He's your advocate. He pleads your case. He's your standby. In times of trouble, he's right there, your standby. He's your leader. So when I don't know where the business is, he will show me where to launch down my net. But here's the challenge. Well, I have to pick it up. You show me. I have to pick it up. My boat is empty. I've tried again and again and again. And I have fished everywhere. I've tried to regather. I've tried to regain. I've adjusted my sails by myself. But it's one word from God, one word from the Holy Ghost, and everything is going to change. And he's saying, just cast your net out on the other side. And suddenly, I have a catch of fish. When everybody else's boat is empty, I'm going to catch a lot of fish. Why? Not by might nor by power, but by the Holy Ghost. Oh, come on, somebody. I have a problem child. I don't know what to do. But the Holy Ghost is going to show me how to love that child, how to lead that child, how to care for that child, how to pray for that child. I have a comforter who always leads me into victory. I can do all things through Christ, the anointed one, the Holy Ghost, who lives on the inside of me. Oh, come on. Give the Lord Jesus a praise for the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. My personal helper. The one who lifts me up when I fall. The one who covers me. The one who comes to my valley of depression. Suicide is not the way out. Ending it all is not the way out, because every end has a beginning. It's there to empower you. Somebody asked me the other day, a pastor, he says, Pastor Art, when you preach, you always preach with so much passion, etc. Even if I have a challenge, it doesn't matter. there's something on the inside of me. I'll tell you something, and that is the Holy Ghost. Because when I'm weak, He makes me strong. When I don't know, He shows me the way. Come on. When I don't feel I can, He says you can. You keep on keeping on. He's the Holy Ghost. Come on. He's going to lead you. He's going to guide you into all truth and in the future. He's the one that will heal you. He's the one that will break your shackles off your feet. He's the one that's going to get those addictions out of your life in the name of Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost. For us to cross over to the other side, we cannot do it without Him. He's the Spirit of truth. He's the one that Jesus said, it's to your advantage that I go away, because if I don't go, He will not come. But when I go, I will send Him to you. So this week of prayer, tonight starting, all our attention is going to be on how to connect with Him, how to embrace Him, how to recognize Him, how to discern Him, how to hear His voice, how to follow Him, how to allow Him to lead you through a difficult time, a dark valley, times of uncertainty. How He speaks to you through the inner unction, the witness. How He lifts you. How He breathes upon you. How He removes the obstacles out of your way. Come on, give her a hand. She's good. Okay. Okay. Not by might, nor by power, but by the Holy Ghost. Jerusalem may be in ruin. The temple may be wasted. The people that are standing up to do something may seem weak and feeble in the natural. But Zechariah says to Zerubbabel, he says, the hands that laid the foundation will put on the capstone with shouts of grace, grace. What am I saying? There's a whole sermon, a series in that. That we're going to do this by the grace of God. We're going to build our lives by the grace of God. We are going to be strong. Like the Apostle Paul who said, even when I'm weak, then I am strong. I'm strong by the grace of God. I'm going to live. I'm going to build. I'm going to thrive. I'm going to overcome. Not by might, nor by power, but by the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, if you receive it this morning, stand to your feet.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information on CRC, visit www.crc.org.za.